I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Good to have you here this Thursday. It is day 27 of the government shutdown. And since this show is all about what's happening on planet Earth, we thought we'd kick off today looking at one of the weirder trickle-down effects of the shutdown. It might be making the map on your phone just a little bit less accurate. The World's Carolyn Beeler is here to explain. And to make this even more intriguing, Carolyn, I gather it has something to do with knowing where the North Pole is?
That's right, Marco. And we're talking here about the magnetic North Pole, where a compass would point. So the first thing to know about the magnetic North Pole is that it actually moves. And all of our navigational systems, from the one on your phone to what ships and planes use, rely on knowing where that North Pole is and more about the magnetic field in general.
It doesn't stay in the same place.
It doesn't. And it turns out that the government shutdown has delayed the release of the data behind the most recent location of the North Pole.
So that little blue dot on my smartphone map is off?
So the dot is actually controlled by GPS, which is actually a different system. But the arrow that tells you which direction you're pointing in, that's controlled usually by this world magnetic model, which is what we're talking about. And because that model can't be updated because the data isn't online, the arrow on your phone is probably just a tiny bit off.
So let's back up a second. Remind me why the North Pole moves.
Okay, so the Earth's gravitational field changes because it's controlled by this molten liquid ball of iron at the center of the Earth. And that moves. It sloshes around. And right now, scientists think there's kind of this tug of war happening there that's pulling magnetic north toward Siberia, basically. It moves about 30 miles a year, which is pretty fast, actually. It's been moving a lot faster in the past generation or so, according to William Brown from the British Geological Survey, which makes these models along with American scientists.
So between 1900 and 1990, the North Pole moved about 1,000 kilometers. And in the 30 years since 1990, it has also moved about 1,000 kilometers.
Wow. So where did it move to? Where's it been going?
So if you think about looking at a globe from above at the very top, it's moved basically in a straight line from very northern Canada through almost geographic north, so the geographic North Pole, and into Siberia. So it just recently crossed the international dateline, actually.
So moving kind of east to west.
Right. And it's been moving so fast in recent years that NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the Brits were asked to do a new study of its location early. So that is the data that was supposed to be released this week, the data behind where that North Pole is, but it wasn't because of the shutdown. And in fact, if you try to Google this model, you get redirected to governmentshutdown.noaa.gov saying the website isn't available.
Right. So basically, NOAA compensates for the amount that it's drifting. But because of the shutdown, we don't have the data, so we're actually off. But hopefully when the shutdown ends, we'll know where we are again.
Right. Right. And for people like you and I at lower latitudes, the error is very small. It's like way less than 1 degree. The U.S. military really cares about exact data, but they got this data early. So for now, there are ships and planes that are navigating in the far north that this would impact, but they have other ways also to navigate besides magnetic north. But this is a reminder of all of the science that's being put on hold right now because of the shutdown. Scientists can't go to meetings to share their results or work on upcoming papers. There are weather stations that are down and aren't being maintained, so they're not collecting data anymore. So this is another example of the impact the shutdown is having on science.
The World's Carolyn Beeler rerouting us with Tales from the North Pole. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Marco.